The Future of Terror, 7. From the gable window, we shot at what was left, gargoyles and garden gnomes. I accidentally shot the generator, which would have been hard to gloss over in a report, except we weren't writing reports anymore. We ate our gruel and watched the hail crush the hay we'd hoped to harvest. I found a handkerchief drying on a hook, and without a hint of irony, pocketed it. Here was my hypothesis. We were inextricably fucked. We'd killed all the inventors and all the jesters, just when we most needed humor and invention. The lake breeze was lugubrious at best, couldn't lift the leaves. As the day lengthened, we knew we'd reached the lattermost moment. The airlift wasn't on its way. Make-believe was all I had left, but I couldn't help but see there was no we. You were a mannequin, and I'd been flying solo. I thought about how birds can turn around mid-air, about how the nudibranch has no notion it might need a shell. Swell. I ate the last Napoleon. It said onward on the packaging. There was one shot left in my rifle. So this is how you live in the present. I polish my plimsolls. I wrap myself in a quilt. I re-ink my note for nobody, and I'm ready.